Shusha Vimari. Hold on, my Simon Shin Yikyom by Sefei. I'm just asking some of the order of the Shulchan Aruch, how we're going over here. So, Besim, the Torah, at the beginning of the Simon Shin Aleph, discusses why exactly we have this order of Shulchan Aruch. That means from the Simon Reishman base on Simon Shin, the Loch is Negev to Erev Shabbos, Negev to Davening, Negev to Sudo, Lacha Mishnah, Neris. Afterwards, from the Shin Aleph, he discusses the Sugya of Malachas. However, the Malachas we discuss from Shin Aleph through Shin Yudbeis, says the Torah, we're based upon the Pasuk in Yeshayah, we discuss the Halacha on the year to how to walk on Shabbos, how to talk on Shabbos, how to carry things on Shabbos, how to take care of your begodim. Those are the first one till Simon Shin Yudbeis. Afterwards, we start Malachas really over here, Simon Shin Yudgimel. Why is this the first Malacha? Why not? Because you know from the Masechta, the first Malacha that we discuss is Binyan. The Pashas, the Mechaber, found this, the Masechta over here of Bain over here. Now, in Binyan, why we're discussing with the Sugya over here of, we start off first Sifim, Alf, Kudalit, the idea of a Mechsig Bainu, the Sugya of Kachaloin. Who the Sfari is, since we just ended off five Simonim, the Simon Shin Ches, to Simon Shin Yubayz, the idea of Muksa, the first four Sifim were really intertwined, the Sugya of Muksa, together with Bainu. Therefore, yourself with the Sugya in Erevin, the idea of Kachaloin would be Moshev al Binyan. Sif Hei is really the Hemchuk of the Sugya of Erevin. The idea of Tzirim, which is the Sugya of Shem Yitaka. Then Sifvav, which we're learning today, the Sugya of Kisa Kalim, the Hemchuk of Simon, the idea of Shem Yitaka. That's the first Bechura, the flow over here. Now, in Sif Hei, again, the Sugya of Ervin, we have a Mishnah, we have a Gemara. What comes out when you have a door that's on Tzirim? The Tzirim over here is when you have a Tzir on top and a Tzir on bottom, and it's swinging on the door over here, or you want to open and close. What comes out when the tzir on the bottom comes out legamri, loch is you cannot put it back. Masha enkein, when it comes out a little bit, you can be doiching it back inside. Masha enkein, when the tzir on top comes out, the loch is whether it comes out fully or a little bit, the loch is you cannot push it back inside. What's the problem? Shem yitaka. What is the chshash of shem yitaka, and what is the iser shem yitaka? So the chshash of shem yitaka, Rashi and Shabbos on Kuf Chabez, he says the problem is you might take yesedus, you might take pegs, put them inside and jam it in well over here. And therefore, since you might do a pula of creating something, that's why it's also. You might do put things inside. That means I know I have in my house a hammer with a handle and a metal thing on top is very loose. So he gave it to an Arab, can you please fix what to go do with it? So he took a nail, banged it on top, now jammed it in, it's very tight, and now I have a nail sticking out of the top of my hammer, but it's as tight as can be, a wonderful hammer. That means really, you put something inside, you have to sit inside. That's what's brought down over here, Magavon, Mishnagur, they said over here, putting in either a peg, or putting in a smarim, putting in a sack and a needle over here, to jam something inside. The second way of saying it over, Rashi Erevin says it over, he says to use a hammer. And therefore, that's how you jam things in, you wedge things in. That's the Lashon Negraz over here, that now we're discussing to add in more material, to do this, use the same material, but just take a garzan or a hammer, a patish, and bang it in and make it tight. Do it different ways of Shem Yitaka. What's the sight of the Issa Shem Yitaka? It's the words of here, the Taz, it's the face above. It says the Issa Mitzad Suga Maka Patish, the final hammer blow, you're making it clear over here. The words of the Magavram seems to be the Issa Mitzad Suga of Boino, the deer making it clear over here. Mishmur brings down the locha on by Sefav. He says Shem Yitaka is the issa of the idea of Maka Patush. V'yesh Oimim the Sugya of Boina. Why he sent it to the Goyin and Simon Shin Yadal and Sef Aleph, which we know Berker this Machlokes Rashi and Tosis is the Abinim Kelim or not? Avada L'Kuli Am is Maka Patush. Is the Boina come out to be Machlokes? Depends how you paskin. Therefore, Vaz Maka Patush. Some say the case of the Boina. The Taz brings down both, but that's the study of the issa Shavoy. So again, Shem Yitaka is either to add material or to bang things in. And the issue is Boino or Maka Patish. Suli Maka Patish, also be a case of Boino. Now it comes out over here that we're saying clearly that when it comes out, you cannot put it back out of the Sugya of Shem Yitaka. The Locha and Simon Shin Yudalid and Sif Zayin over there discusses a shallow, can you take the door off a hinge or put it back? The case of this is a Shmur, whether take the door off the hinge or take the hinge out, will not make a difference. Also, the Taz over there says, not to mechalak, whether it's taking off or putting it back. No difference. Over there, we have machlokes, Rabbeinu Peretz, and Marie Mekinoin, if it's mutter or osir. Here we're saying Lechura, it is Osir. And over there we have Machlokes. Over here is a case of the Gemara, they're saying Shem Yitaka, and there we have Machlokes. Of course, the obvious question, Lechura, the two Sifim do not go hand in hand. Lechura, there's a problem over here. So one way you can answer, simply, is that look at Rashi, the Sugin Ervin, on the Kuf Beis, he points out, why are you being Machmer Shem Yitaka, only Nochlaman Diyomar holds, Yesh bin Vistira Bekalim. Nochlaman Diyomar ain't bin Vistira Bekalim. The Maisel will be Novzer Shem Yitaka. In Sif Zayin, Sif Mishni Dalet, over there's brought down, there's a man Diyomar holds, the Loch is ain't bin Vistira Bekalim at all. The man Diyomar holds, Yesh bin Vistira Bekalim Achleikis. So it could be the same achleiks we been to Paris, we make noin. Could be the same achleiks they gave to the lock. I see Zion over there breaking the lock. Don't sound the way in Shulchan Aruch. It could be Echanami, according to the way how Rashi comes out, behold, Ein Binyan Silver Caleb, it should be Mut over here. Each one of that so, that's Pshan the Shulchan Aruch over here. Lloyd B'Esam to ask another question. They're coming with Taz over here, and it means Zan Nocha Locha. There's a Locha in Simich Neches in Sif Tes. Discusses. The person has a door, and you want to take it a delas to Shady Tev and Migdol. Now, we have over here by us a delas Shady Tev and Migdol. We have a delas Shady Tev and Migdol and Simon Shiny Dalid. Shiny Dalid is a machlokes. Shiny Gimel says it's us to put it back. The loch in Simon Shin Chesiv test a delas Shady Tev and Migdol. Over there, the Gemara says a kufcha beis. The loch is you're allowed to take it off, take it out, but you cannot put it back. Shem Yitaka. Before Shi Gemara. If the question is Sai Kondu Bena Peretz, so Sai Mikinoin, Chora, how do you put the two sugars together? Taz says no chalik, whether putting it back, or putting it back inside, or for on. So find out Ikka, that's the Taz's kasha, and Simon Shini Dalet. And Sivkon Zaini is the question, according to those who are Machmer, how do you answer what's said in Simon Shini Ches? Who brings down Lachat Simon Shini Ches? Over here, the Taz where Os brings it down. He says, you'll not take it up and up, cannot put it back in. And what do you do with those who are Mekel? Also, the Taz is a question. It's a Kon Ches, the next of Kotten. That means you really have to realize there are three cases over here. Best of the four cases you have to analyze about taking a door off from a box. The four separate cases, the four separate alochas, you have to know the difference. Although the Oilm will just work out the Cheshman, just to be clear, there's one alocha in Simon Shin Ches, Sif Tes. It says you can take it out and not put it back. There's a alocha over here in Simon Shin Yu Gimel. It says, Gzer Shemi Yitoka. The loch in Simon Shini Gimel that says by Yontif you're allowed to and not by Shabbos when the tzir is in the middle. And there's machlokes in Simon Shini Dal, Sim Zayim, where we're being a person, we make Kinoin. How can we have four different lochas over here? Now, the Taz, when he brings down this Indian, why is he bringing down the loch in Simon Shini Chesiv test? He's discussing the whole Taheta taking a Delos out of a door and putting it back inside. They're taking out the Mises Mutter, Delos from the Tev, and not putting it back. He says by Karko, it's also the Kuliyama, take it out. Mashengi metalklum, the Maaseh, that's going to be, you can't take it out, put it back in Shem Yitaka. The Ivi says, why by Kaka it's going to be different. By Kaka we hold Yesh bin Mysterio Bekalim. The Ivi, even something that's throughout for the Maaseh's ulcer. The Ivi says, let's make a machah against those people who have these windows inside the house, that by the summer they want to take out the windows. You have to realize to take out these windows or put them back inside, either one, is it Issa Deraisa. Therefore, if a guy takes it out, you're Ivi Shvus, or Dinu Abonim. And therefore, even though we're discussing taking things off and in, that's negir to metaltalim, negir to kalim, negir to karko will never have this setter, and therefore you cannot take it out. You're even iser deraisa, and to isk go take out his windows, take off the doors of your house. The maisi nichol the iser of a deraisa over here. Therefore, lamashal, people sometimes have cabinets with doors; the hinges come off. I know I have them a lot of times; they come off. So the question is, what the loch is? So pashas, the cabinets that are connected to the wall, is karko. You cannot be mechalik, whether it's a top hinge or the bottom hinge, it comes down halfway or fully. Won't make a difference. Karko is also. V'oid, you won't tell me it's not karko, it's not connected. It's usually memso. Memso, we know the loch in Simon Shini Dalet of Alter Amal, as the get of karko. Leave it to put it back. L'chor, you cannot put it back. You cannot push it a little bit. You cannot put it in. It does not make a difference where the hinge is. This past Rosh Hashanah, I was in a place, they were davening there, and the top hinge, the Maaseh came out of the Aron Kodesh, and the door is hanging off. So the Gabbai goes to fix it. I went over to him, I tell him, can't put it back. He's like, gotta put it back. I said, you're not allowed to ulcer. And he's putting it back. I tell him, also put it back. And he put it back. The Maaseh, it is karko, it's memso, it's a top hinge, the Kuli Alma's ulcer. Afterwards, he said, I was in the moment, how do I do tshuva? I said, that's why the second day Rosh Hashanah, I guess. Fine. Then over the next day, Rosh Hashanah, they make sure never open it that way. You shouldn't pull out again. The guy pulled, obviously, when he opened it for the psicha, he pulled out the wrong way. Ma'i said, that's the chura of Adas Osir. That's no tzata matter. But even if it was the bottom hinge, he was halfway out, still, that's karkel ma'i, that's also over here. Now, we're saying over here, the yisoid of the iser of when it's fully out to Shema Yitaka. When it comes out halfway, is the mutter to put it back by the case of it, clean up by the case of karko? Maisa, still, why is not shash to Shema Yitaka? Speaks out the graz, because when it comes out halfway, you see it's not really that bad, and there is no shash to come to do an active tikkun. You're not going to jam it back inside. But it sounds like, let's say you would have a shash to Shema Yitaka, put it back before you cannot go do that. So think about a common case. There are brooms in the market. There are two different types. The most common one today, there's one that you have a screw inside. The common one today is the one that you unscrew and unscrew together. Not with the nail inside, but unscrew. The mice, a lot of times, they are very... First, let's say the stick comes off of the brush. Can you put it back inside? Are you allowed to put it back inside? Let it attach the handle to the brush. Which is made to be this brush, say that way, Oilam, and the kids, they took it off to play with each other or to hit with each other, whatever they did. But the mice is made to always be together. Who put it back together? Is it straight? Is it a screw? The question is, even the rice is the rabbonim. The shayatim, the machlokes, taz, magaram, and if a screw is the rabbonim, the rice. So put it back, avada, you can't. So the mice, now it's loose. You see it's coming out. I allowed to tighten it. The only reason why I allowed to put a door back inside that's out halfway, could not shem yitaka. But tightening it is bad. It's an act of Shem Yitaka. It's an act of Taka itself. The chur to tighten a broom, the chur will be osir. A gam is halfway out. That means this halacha of only halfway out is mutter, because it is no chash Shem Yitaka. You have a broom with a brush on bottom, which I assume most people's houses do, and we hold your last sweep on Shabbos. Gam the Gemara says not, but today you might say allowed to. I know the men like being machmer. Maisa to tighten over here. The chur, that's the bayah. The chur is mamash, it's over here, it's key over here, it's also.
Why is Shem Yitaka?
It's talk about Shem.
It's
to tighten it, two different, it's to tighten it. Either to add in pegs, or to take a hammer and tighten it.
Have you ever tightened your broomstick?
Yes.
You use a hammer or
use
pegs?
No, so again, that's what I said, the Shai Tzin says, to take a bottle cap to tighten it, is an act of tekiyah. And the act of the race, so Tazamakhavam is an act of Kiyo Hotok. But it's also.
No one explains bottle caps that no one's going to use a peg. They say it's only because it's fair to open and close.
That's why it's mutter. But the tightness is it's the race, so that's the Kiyo. The tightness is the Shash the race. That's the Bashar Tzian says, not me. The Tazamakhavam is saying that. I just quote, you know that. No, because there's the head of Kisakim Oimel, but again, they do tiny. Let's see a broom in certain houses. The broom is made to take all the stick to put on this brush, that brush, switch around. Most houses are not that way. Most houses, it's there for months at a time. They might unscrew it when just buy a brush and 6 months later on the brush. Otherwise, it's made to be this. It's an active key over here.
If it's meant to take out, what's that? There? It's still a key.
No, it says also.
No,
that's Kisa Kalim. That'd be head of Kisa Kalim, maybe. Like I say, that's Mamish Baal Caps.
But and if Roger were Makel about that, what's your slur?
Who's Makel?
I don't know.
On a broom? I don't know anyone's Makel.
No?
No. I don't know anyone's Machm either. But I don't know anyone's Makel. Someone wants to tighten it if the broom is always loose, it goes in and out constantly, it always comes loose, maybe that's maybe not enough to get up to court. The whole idea of the key is jammed in, it can't come loose. Certain brooms are just not, you can tighten them, it'll come loose 5 minutes later. That can say. Is there Shem Yitaka? Pasha, I think yes, because during the week you would not do halfway. Right? During the week you would not do halfway. It says, Mama Shem Yitaka. The whole Yisrael, why is the motor by was out halfway, so the glass is no shash. Here, that's how you use it. You do it during the week, you tighten it. Sivov. Sugya of Mitashol Prokim. The Lashon Gemara is Mitashol Tarsayim. A travel person goes from place to place. He has his bed. He makes it for a month at a time. After he finishes being by this place for a couple of months, he undoes it and goes to the next place. The Gemara has a question. Was Allah in the gate? Is Mitashol Prokim. So Levi Bar Shmuel is Rab Abba Rav Huna, and they say Lamaisa it's Shapadami. It's Mutter. Come over here and says, I, Rabbi Shmuel, says, Chayv Chattis. This bed is a Chayv Chattis. The Gemara is a Shaka Vitaria, back and forth, brings down 8 separate cases, some are Chayv, some are Potter, some are Mutter. Maskon, the Gemara says, what's the reason why Wari of Abu and Abhudul Maisan gets Mutter? They're going like of Shimon and Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel says something against Rafi, the Maisa, it's Mutter. So we have this case very clear that we have Kalim that are disconnected and put back together. Comes out that we pass like Shimon ben Gamliel. When it's Rafa, it'll be Mutter. When it's Tekuya, it'll be Chayv. What's the Chiv over here? So the way how traces on off by also Kuf Beis on the Beis says, this is Mitzad Asugya Boino. In fact, traces Asugya Mitzad Boino, I ain't been a mysterious of a Kalim. The answer is the Chizik for Umnes. And therefore, Numus Rishonim is saying the Isra of Yabinzad, the idea of Boino. As Sadashani, they point out that even the Is on Rashi, why is that so? You discuss with the Suga of Boino and the Akasha, according to Rashi. Rashi in the Suga by Othnachim Zayin says, it's the Isra Mitzad, Maka Apatris, Angel of Sir Bekalim. Therefore, the other Rishonim go like Rashi. And therefore, again, that's the two Mahalkim over here in the Suga. The Taz brings down the idea of Maka Apatris by the case of Kisa Kalim, Shem Yitoka. Makavam brings down the Suga of Boino over here. And the Mishmur brings down that they'll say Maka Patrish, Yesh Ermin, that this means the Suga of Boino over here. And again, Ba'ain Doin, Simon Shinidalis of Alf, the Machlaikis over there. Now, first, what's Pshan the Suga? The Gemara starts off saying, Rav Huna of Abba says, Mutter. We have a give and take, and one of the questions is, we have a Kasha of Kono, a case of a Menorah, that's Chayim Chattis, and a Kono of a Seidon, Loch is Potravel Osir. Where is the Gemara asking the question from? From Kono Menoyo or Kono of a Seidon? From the Chiev or from the Potter of a Loser? And then the Gemara ends off, Shem Gamliel said the case will be at Smoter. So if you read on the page, Rashi Tosfos seem to have one Malach, not like the Shulchan Aruch. Or the Rishonim. That means the way our Tosfos seem to understand the Sugya, that there are two levels here, not three levels, two levels. The Sugya of Toka, something less than Toka. Toka, Avadi Chayev. When it's less than Toka, that's the Machlokes is a Potav Loser, or the case is Mutter. Two levels. And therefore, the Gemara's question is from the case of Kona of Sidon. Over there it says Potav Loser. Either Man Yom Ha'akis say it's Mutter. The Gemara says, Echanam Yom Shem Gemil August, and that's the case over here, that's Mutter. But of Kona of Menayua, Lukula Ami Yitzchayiv. That's the thesis. Rashi, when he says, what's Gemara's question? Rashi says, the question is from Kona of Menayua. Not like Tosfos says, the question of Kona of Sidon. So the Kodom of Noah, the question is Chayiv. According to Rashi, sounds like also the two Dargas. The Loch over here, by the case of Toko, is Chayiv. The case of Rofo is Machlokes, if it's Chayiv or Mutter. In fact, Tosfos is such a far Machlokes, if it's Chayiv or Mutter. I mean, I assume everyone knows the three levels, Chayiv, Potter, and Mutter. Chayiv means the Raisa, Potter means only the Abonon usually, and Mutter means Maisis, no problem. So Rashi understands there are two levels, Toko is Chayiv, and there's a case over here that's too often. Machlokes was Chayiv or Mutter. The question of Kono Shel Menorah. Fine, those go like Rashi, the Ra, the Ritva. So not like Ra, Ritva. I Shlishi, the Ra, the Ritva, the Ran. They come along with a different Malach. There are three levels. It's a level, a case of that's Toko, that's Chayiv. Level that's Hodak, Machlokes, if it's a case that's Chayiv or Potter. It's a level that's Rofoi, which is Machlokes between Potter and Mutter. Three separate levels. And the way the Ram explains Yisoid, what's the Machlokes over here? Machlokes is the Machlokes by Silma Shammai of Ain Bin Investir Bekalim or Yesh Bin Investir Bekalim. If you hold this Bin Investir, so Toka is Chayiv, Hodak is Chayiv, and Rafoi is Durabon Otto Hodak. If you hold Ain Bin Investir Bekalim, then Toka is Chayiv, Hodak is Ain Bin is Durabonon. And Rafoi is Mutter. Those are three levels. Now, people were asking, they don't understand. We know the halacha of Bin Yisir B'Kelim is only by the case of a Mustigi is Mutter. Otherwise, all Kelim Golems, the Maiser Osir. Or that's really not the Avono of Ein Bin Yisir B'Kelim, that Mustigi has that heter. The Avono is anytime you do a Stira Gerua, it's Mutter by Kelim, and that's going to be Osir by Karko. Meaning, one example is Kli Mustiki. Kli Mustiki has no Chashivas. The Stira is not a Chashivas Stira. If by Mustiki there's no Bin Yivas Stira, Mashi Enkein by a Kli Gomer, it is Chashiv. Kark it is, Maisis Osir. A second example, the Simen Shinidal, Sim Zayin, we have a rope around the Kli Gomer. What's a Locha? The rope has no Chashivas. The Ikur is a Kli. The says Mechabin says Zayin can cut the rope, no problem. By carcass, around carco, then you can't. It has to get like carco. You can't cut the rope. A third example, the case of Tzirim we just mentioned. You have these hinges. By carco, it comes down halfway. You cannot put back inside. By Masha Enke, by Kalim, he said the Chshivas is Tiraguo with Achoshes. No problem. Put it back inside. We have a Magufa Eni Chiver, to make a hole inside the Magufa, and the lid has no Chshivas to it. By the cake of the case of, let's say you have a cork inside a wine bottle, make a hole inside the cork. Mice, that's mutter. To make a hole to the kaisel, to kli gomer, that the mechabes and simen shi yudalas of alef, to make samachur, according to the mishnah, the mice, that's also. The father's always, the question is how far to take the yisoid. Rav Falk wants time to take that idea of kedeich, there's no iser by kli, even my case of a sheiteled. Again, I think that's kash the mechabes against him. But again, the yisoid over here is ain bin of seer bekelim, not tafke by mustiki. Anything that the fact that you're doing, the act that you're doing over here, has no chshivas. You're connecting it, not toka, but hodak, there's no chshivas. That's drabonon. You're making a hole in magufa, no chshivas, that mice is motor. When you're doing a mustiki, that's motor, there's no chshivas. It takes it out of the parish of the rice, so question what level, make it motor or drabonon, because the act negated ain't been mysterious. The pool that you're doing over here, negated hours ago, is by the case of hodak, no real chibur over here, it's a chibur gruah. And therefore, ain't been mysterious by Kalim. So the Maisa comes out, we saw the Sugya first, we have three Mahalchim. We have Rashi, we have Tosis, and let's call the Ram. Rashi and Tosis understand there are two levels. There's Toka, I think, less than Toka. And the Ram understands there's three levels, the level of Toka, level of Hodak, and level of Rafi. Read the words of the Mechaber and the words of the Torah. They're very clear, three levels. And the Locha is, by Mitzvah Parakim, Oslak Ziru Elohotka, level Hodak. Vim Toka Chayiv Chattis, and with Sirofo in the Maisitz Motor, three levels over here. Toka is Chayiv, Hodak is Fotav L'Othar, and Sirofo in the Maisitz Motor L'Chadchilo. Now, why are we passing this way? Kula, Ayat Machlekes in the Gemara. Very simple, according to the Ran, what's all Machlekes? Ein Binin B'Kelem, Yesh Dir B'Kelem. Once we pass in Ein Binin B'Sir B'Kelem, come out, Toka is Chayiv, Hodak is Rabbanon. Mashenk in the case of Rafa is a case of Derais over here. Oh, but that's in Rashi's world. Rashi is fully, even if the Gomer.
Right, so the Taka will be Chayiv Chatas because of
Makav Patish. Right, but again, we're asking for the Mechaber, I'm trying to explain Shannon Mechaber's world. Now, come along the Rashba, and it brings down, the base says brings down the Rashba, but it says the Nocha level of Rafai v'Enu Rafai. We're talking about the Mishabura, Magavram. There also it's Osir. Now, the way I understand it, I think it's really Rafai, Rafai v'Enu Rafai, then Hodak, then Taka. Like I might see the Chaynor puts Rafai and Rafai between Hodak and Taka. I think it's below Hodak between Rafai. We come out again, Rafai is Motor Rafai, and Rafai is a Chumra of the Rashba, and then Hodak, and then Taka. Now, just to define these three levels now, once we have three levels, what do they exactly mean over here? So again, Toka, Pashas, like we said before, and something wedged inside, jammed inside. Yeah, it can have this hammer with his nail sticking out, with the wood sticking inside, being jammed inside. That's the definition of being wedged, that's Tikkur. Now, the words of the Smag, brought down by the Beis Yosef, is an act of Gevur of Umnus. The words of the Raivit, brought down by the Kovoy in the Beis Yosef, is something that's being pressed together. Very tight over here. Now the Mishnah Berurah, Magavum, making the machlekes between the kolboy versus smag, if the get is Gur Umnus or Deichik, Maisa, the Archa Shulchan says, Pashas is saying the same idea over here, which jammed in, using an act Gur Umnus, that's Nichol in the category of being Tiku over here. So again, Tiku is something that you try to pull apart, you can't just jam it so well, you can't pull apart. You're going to have to break it. The second level, same with Hodak. Hodak is tight also. Just, if you're strong enough, you pull apart and it'll come out. Not to break it, you just pull it out, but it's tight. So Tekua is being jammed in and being wedged in. I think the word they say in English is wedged. And Hodak is a case of being tight. Rafai, the words of the, again, the Ravit brought down by the Kolba in the Beis Yosef, something that's very loose. That means, let's say you have a area that can come out very simple. By the put the peg inside a chur, inside a hole, it's very loose. That's Nichol get of Rafai. Those are the three levels. Nocha level, something called a screw, a strafe, Lashon of the Taz, Magavah, Mishnah Berurah. What exactly is that? They point out Lechura, when you're tying, let's say, a Baal Kav, to pull it off, you really can't, except it's very easy to unscrew this way. So the question, how do you look at that? Is that Nichol the Geder of Tekua or Hadak? So the way how the Magen Avraham says, under the Geder of Tekua, and therefore he asks Mitzal Sugya of the Raisa, why is the Mutter to open up a Baal Kav? Masha'enke, the Taz says, it's the Rabbonon, it's Hadak, it's tied over here, and therefore he asks Mitzal Sugya of the Rabbonon. So it's a cap that's screwed on, Shadow, what category to put it under? A fifth level we can discuss. Let's say something's very hard to open, but it's very, it's not pulling it, but there's a pretend to open it. A very simple way of doing it. I went to the Aruch Shabbos when I spoke to him, Reb Rubin. He wants a Taino. What?
Why is not the same thing as a Shrove?
So I'll try to explain what he says over. How he explains how he says it. The idea over here. He says that the Losh of the Smag is Gvur Umnis. Something needs a special way of attaching it and to unattach it. But something that a person can undo simple. His example was, you have a case of a belt. A belt, you take it off. Most people, there's a little latch that you can open, pop it open, very simple, take off the belt. Mashenkin, you take the two sides, you pull it, it won't come off. So if it's jammed in, you don't have to unscrew it. You just like, flick it open. What is that? Is that exactly? It's a patent that is being jammed in, make you easily take out. You want to tie that situation, avada, it's mutter. Nichol geder v'rofoi. A garment's not v'rofoi. He said, I'll bring your raya. The case of mitushal parakim. The guy's sleeping on his bed for months at a time. He's traveling from place to place. The Gemara said, according to Shim Gamliel, there's mitushal parakim, v'rofoi is mutter. You think he's sleeping in a bed where it's very v'rofoi and the holes and the latches are going back and forth, they're rickety, shaking back and forth in his bed? He's a umon. You're going place to place. It took hammers and screws and banged it together or wedged it together. What I think he did over here exactly, that it's the situation over here, is rickety. Elamai, he did it in a way that's tight, that's easy to take apart. He assembled in a way that's easy to take apart, but still must be in a way that's tight. That was his rayo. Which may be to answer his rayo, where it's not that simple. In the case of a bed, for example, people have a leaf to the table in the house. If you ever put it in and out, there are pegs there, and there's a hole there, and it's very loose. The hole is much wider than the peg. Except when you close the two ends, now the table has no place to go anywhere. So that's him, the chibush shiboy is rafoi, but the table, my kids sit on the table, even though they shouldn't, but my sit's very strong. And you can sleep on the table, it's very strong. So you can have the chibush that's rafoi, but it's not rickety. It's no problem over here. Well, that's the case of the Michel Tosayim, has case of rafoi. So he might say, Rumo Tain is something that's a patent, very easy to open. Again, a person over here can do it, just pulling it apart. You want to say that's nifl and get a rough for his motor. I used to find Tavid Chom, I've had time with the Maisa, it's tight over here. Now I see the Istain fish this way, and I'm the Ashiv. And all the Maisa say the Lashon of the Mishavu is a chesik, it's tight, the Maisa should be also.
So the room is not the rooms?
No, because he's nifl and get a, you have to know what's between that case and any screw cap. Screw cap Maisa is also less, I'm Lishnamish. But you ask a question, every screw cap should be called him, be motor. That mice is also, it says, unless it's Aim Lakach. I said you have a question you have to ask him. You have to go ask him now, why according to him is every potential mutter, yet Kisa Kalim according to him is also unless Aim Lakach. But mice, again, it comes out, we have, just point out, we said five things over here, five levels. Three of them, very clear, Tekua, the loch is Chayiv, Chodak, next level, when it's tight, is the Rabbanon. Rafai is mutter. Then there's something called a screw over here, shalvat tkua hodak. And then something with a kvitz, a spring. Example, you want to tighten every zipper. Every zipper should be also, right? You can pull apart, you have to pull up and down. Elamai is zipper. Avada is only a patent. Open up and down, very simple. His rayo is in the case of a zipper. Again, you should know that's good rayo or not. Just not, try to make it practical. Now, the Aruch Shabbos, when he says in the Sefer and the Binyan Shabbos, they try to say, give examples and give the Geder in print and explain it's not that simple. But to go with one Mahalach, again, how Rav Rubin and others go with, about 16 years ago, I went over to Rav Rubin and I brought him all different types of Lego. I brought him, my house had all different types. I brought him the Duplo and the Mego and the small ones, the big ones, all different types. And I asked him, let's show me which one's Rafai, which one's Tekua, which one's Hodek, what to go do over here. So first he took the Duplo, which I think is similar to the Mega ones. He picked it up. The Duplo, the ones the two-year-olds they play with. That's the two-year-olds, right? The big ones. The two big yellow ones I gave him were yellow and green. And he picked one up. The other side came right out of it. That's rough. No problem. it's attached, but it comes right out. That's very simple. That's the case of the offering. I gave him another one a little bit better. He still says it comes out very easy. That's the case of the offering. I gave him one that was strong over here. And he says, this case over here, that you need to separate, that's rough of any offering. Then I think I gave him the standard one, the one that's mamish, you know, the small ones, kids play with, the older, you're 10 years old over here. So he had a hard time opening it, but he showed me why. It really depends. If they're very small, very narrow, it's very hard to get a grip, you can't. But the bigger they are, the more they grip, then you can open them. So he said the most is a case of hot dog. I mean, the Lego most is hot dog. That means you have to get the lach of what hadik is. That means kohen chadnish, the whole case of lego is not even a question. It's motor. That means again, the levels over here is the duplo is case of rafli. The best of the lego could be a case of hadok. I brought him clicks then, again 16 years ago. He never saw them before, it just came out about then. I gave him as a box. So he picked up the box, he couldn't figure out how to open it. He was very impressed with it. So the mice I showed him is very simple, just push it on over here, open it, take it out. I see the Shmir Shabbos, the new ones, to bring down now the loch of clicks, not the old prints, but the new ones bring down the loch of clicks. And they said, what are you going to do? What's the loch? What level chibur is it? The connection over here. What, not with the loch, but what chibur is it? So he asked me, can he borrow for a couple of days the clicks? He wants to bring his chavrusa to Rav Gelber, the other Baal Machaber of Erech Shabbos. And they played with him for a couple of days. He brought it back to me. And he should do. If you want to know what the loch is, you had to figure out what's exactly happening. He came back, said, the most of this is hot dog. That's the most. That means even though he could not open it, he couldn't figure out what to go do. Because he tried, he pulled the ink, he just couldn't do it. So I showed him what it is exactly. But he said, still, the most of Chibur is the Chibur that's Hadak over here. We'll get to it. But we're just saying first the levels over here. I'm trying to give the levels over here. Next, now we've got the Gedorim, now the Alocha. In the Alocha, on the page, it seemed to be pretty simple. Off the page, there are three separate machliks between the Chazanis and the Mishnah Berurah. So we have to really go step by step over here. First, we have a case over here that's Koka is Deraiso. Rafoi is Mutter. What happens if something is, you put in Rafoi, but the Geder is to be Tekua? The Geder is the Maisa to be Tekua. What's the Halacha in that case? Do you say you have a Gzeri Otto Tekia? Well, not my sister, so it's Rafoi. So the Beis Yosef addresses this question, and he points out what's the Daik for the Gemara that says, in Rafoi Mutter, if it's Daik to be Tekua, it's Osir. It means right from the Lashon of the Torah, a right from the Lashon of Goyis Ashri, a right from the Lashon of the Rabbi brought down by the Kolboy. That if it's Daik to be Tekua, a Gam Yudug and act that's Rafoi, still it's Osir. Therefore, the Ramah brings it down. The Ramah says, if the Loch is to be Tekua, I'm Daik Elias Mohodok. Sorry, if I'm sorry. In Mia Darkilis Rafoi, then it's Mutter. Otherwise, it's Osir. The Bach, the Bish, the Graz, the Mishmur brings it down that way twice, that the Loch is, we are going to be going to Rafoi, Otto Tekua. Asad Hasheni, the Chadnish says, for the Gemara, there's Naraya. The Torah, there's Naraya. He points out, it's missing the Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef says it. It's not the Shulchan Aruch. It could be the Beis Yosef was Chaiser, and did not hold that way. And therefore, at the end of the day, he wants a Taino. It's not brought down on the Rambam that way. The Torah is not, doesn't bring down either. And I might say he wants to be Mekel. And say there is no Gzera of Rafoi Otto Tekua. No Gzera. Rav Ozner and Shuvah, and Sheva Levi, Chelek Vav, says very nice Chaznish. Maisi against Beis Yosef, against the Bach, and against the Prisha, against Ramah. The Taz among the Ramah do not argue with the Ramah. They go this way. And it's a Chiddush to go, come to Mekel over here. And therefore he says we're going to pass it not like the Chaznish. That means Rav Ozner usually follows the Chaznish, but he says Maisi be Machmer. So we have one Machlokes. Rafoi, Otto Tekua, a din that's Mutter, Otto Geseraiso, Mishmua says, like the Mot, we machmer, the Chanish says the Maise is Osir. Chanish says the Maise is Mutter. One case. The second case, we had a case of Midyashol Prokim. Come on the Mechaber, it means down a case of Kishol Prokim. Basically the same idea, you have these cups that were put together to be made, you stayed in a certain place for a couple of weeks, then you traveled, you took them apart, you put them in your pocket, went to the next place, they put them back together, reassemble them. The cups are the same thing like the case of a mito. However, Kamalong the Tour and the Migdan Him of Machlokes versus Maram Rutenberg, what the loch is? Maram was said the case of this Koshal Parakim Maisa is Osir. The Tour Kamalong says, I don't agree. Maisa is Mutter. What's Machlokes? Fine, they're arguing what the loch is, but what's he saying in the Machlokes? So Kamalong the Taz, the way the Mishwuk understands the Taz, said the machlokes is a regleizer rafoi otah hodok. Now the cups be'etzem were not cool, they're not wedged in, they were tight, it's a good cup. What's hodok? And you want to do an act that's rafoi over here, a regleizer rafoi up to the case of hodok. Maram wants to say the ma'aser we argue regleizer. The Torah says you cannot be glazer. It's a utter glazer. We're not going to be glazer this way. That's Machlokes, who obviously disagrees. The Chaznish, and he says we're not glazer rough for utter tekuah. Why are we not glazer rough for utter hadok? So what's Machlokes? Moram Rutenberg versus the Torah. He says the Machlokes is the case of Hiddik itself. The cups were tight. What's the lacha of hadok? Is it usher or is it mutter? Moram is saying what's hadok is Osir. Masha Enkein. The Torah is saying, it's Hodok, the Maisa, it's Mutter. Well, he gets involved with the Gemara, he wants to do the Gemara differently. Right? He gets involved, he has a little bit of the Chazanish side.
At some point, you have to do the Gemara.
What Gezerah in the Gemara? What Gemara? Tell you, Rashi didn't have no Gezerah, Tell you, it depends on the Sugya, how you live the Sugya. Let's just keep what it says right now. Maisa comes out, the first we have to Paskin. How do we Paskin Ram versus the Torah? So the Torah passes in the Lekula. The Mechaber is a Stam Yishurim. Hash says he passes in Lekula. The Chanish passes in Lekula like the Torah. Sada Shani, who's Choshev Maram, Ram is Machmer, came along the Taz, the Graf Mishmu, and says, let's be Choshev Lechatchilo for the Machmir and the Maram over here. So if so, it comes out, once we have a Machlekes had a Paskin, number one, Maram versus the Torah, and number two, we have Machlekes, what Machlekes is over here. You have to take it down a step further. How do we apply this? That means if something gets hodok, what's the halacha? Hodok. Ramah says, L'maiser, it's osir. Mishmua says, it's osir. Chanish says, that's machlokes maram in the Torah. You pass on the Torah l'kulo. That means the Chanish is passing halacha l'maiser. Hodok l'maiser is mutter. That means every level is mutter. Hodok l'maiser is mutter. He's passing against Ramah over here. A nocha question, Rafay oto hodok, how are you passing over here? I mean, Rava Atat Kuwa Min Machmer, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Rava Atat Hodak, if we chosh l'chumro from Aram versus the Torah, it comes out, Mishnah Berurah on the Taz, saying l'chosh l'chumro of Rava Atat Hodak. To be clear, we have three machlokes in. Number one, what's the lach of Hodak? Chazdus is Mekel. Mishnah Berurah is Machmer. What's the lach of Rava Atat Kuwa? Chazdus is Mekel. Mishnah Berurah is Machmer. What's the lach of Rava Atat Hodak? Chanish is Mekel, Mishmur and Maisa is Machmer. Why Mishmur is coming about from the Taz, from all others? That comes out three machlokes over here. Maybe take it a step further. The old Tzati Mekel over here, by Rafoi, is Mitzad Ein Bini Vesir Bekelim, Mitzad Iran over here. However, on the Tzad of Yesh Binyan, or in the case of Karka when it is Binyan, then what's the Locha Negei to Tekua? The Raisa. Hodok, Raiso. Rafoi, Zosr. That means, coming to him, Grum over here, he speaks out on the Mogar Ram, and Eshel Ram, Yud Aleph. If you do this Rafoi and Karko, he says, if it's a Derech, it'll be a case of the Raiso. If it's not the Derech, it'll be a case of the Rabbonim. That means you already mentioned twice, you have a bookcase, that's Memso Ubu Chubur. The Chiba, when you put the bookcase, the shelves down on the pegs, is Rafoi. Since it's the Derech, case of the Raiso. Landscaping, you take a rack, put it in your garden. There's no tith there. It's a case of Rafa by Karka, it's a case of the Raiso. The marshal, a handle falls off your door. Can you put the handle back on Shabbos? Well, I put it back. Is that Osir? Can you put it back? Not Kua, not Hodak, but the case it's Rafoi. Rafoi. Your door is part of your house. Your house has a getter of Karka. Come on, the Ashur of the Chodeshani and says, the Maestro put it back. Whether you're putting it roughly, not really connecting it. Nichlan together of Gzeo Shem Yitoko, Moisev Al Binyan. Levadi, you cannot put your handle back. That fell off. Even to not put the screws. Let's say you do a peg inside. A lot of these handles, they put the handle in and they have a little peg inside. That peg fell out, or the screw fell out. Even put it back roughly without the screw, without the peg, by Karka Lemais. That's gonna be an issue over here. Now.
The handle that comes in and out all the time.
Oh, so let's say it happens not in your house, but usually in Bacchus Dira. In your house, you better fix it if you know what's good for you. But the Bacchus Dira, people end up turning the handle into a key. Right? Everyone knows you take a key in and out. So the Bacchus don't fix the handle. What happens? the handle they take in and out, put it aside right till the next guy uses it, and the handle turned into a key. Is there a heter for these handles to turn into keys? And keys, the Maisa, every reason, not also, not Maisa's opinion. So the same as Shalmaneson, he asks his rabbi, he brings down four different times from Rabbi Neuvert. They want to tie that if you do it that way for 30 days, then Echlami can change the handle to be a case of a key. A chiddush. But you know, we actually the same idea. If it's constantly done that way, that's a tzura. Not your plan to fix it. It's not the betzem. That's not the tzura shiboy. That means once in a while you're gonna use it. Once in a while, there won't be a hefter. If you do it constantly, and you now has the tzura of being a key, so have a handle. And Echlami, it's time to say it's mutter. Otherwise, in general, there won't be any hefter. However, Archa Shabbos does speak out. But let's say you want to open the door. So besides using a vada, a screwdriver, you can open the door or use a knife, no problem. Because it's not coming part of the handle over here. But they said to Archa Shabbos, but let's say you use the handle without connecting it. But you put it on, but if you leave go, the handle will fall down. That means you can open it, let's say without physically making any chibur at all, not making it rough, it depends on what type of handle you have over here. Depends how you have it. If you can use it without any connection. If you have a connection that's rough, that's the Issa by Karko. Fine, that's the gate to Karko. When you get to by Metatlim, rough the mice is mutter. And once we have this halacha that rough is mutter, Hodak is also, and Tikiya is going to be a case to Raisel, Kamul Vachoinim, the Tazim Ravram, they have a problem with these, any twists, any, let's call it Kisa Kalim, or these caps on soda bottles, that means to open the soda bottle the first time. That we discussed inside the sugar of Maka Patshim Boino. Here it's already open, you use it a bunch of times, you want to open and close it on Shabbos. What happens? You're screwing it back and forth. Strife. Are you allowed to do it on Shabbos? Again, the way how the Taz is, inside the case of Jabon and Sadak, the way the Mokavam is, inside the sugar of the Raisa's case of the Kuah. Are you allowed to open and close it? The place can say you're allowed to open and close the Sobal, no problem. The question is, how? What's the Svara behind it? What's the reason? How do you say it over? So the Lashon and the Taz, when he says it over, he says, since the Shemesh is Aliday Piruk, since the way how you use it, the Ikka establishes the constantly to open it, therefore it's not Nichl Negedah of Baino, and therefore it's Mutter. The way how the Mogav Ram, how he says it over, he says, since it's Oimil Lefarik, he says the words, Ein Is Lekiim, only made to open and close, he sends you to Aloch and Simon Shin Yud Dalad Sif Yud. That's the Locha of a Daf Shel Taner. Over there, everyone understands, by the Tana, you're going to open up the door. You're also going to open up the cover from the bottle. Devil Maisit Smoter. Now, the question is it Tazda Magaram saying two different things? One saying, this is it, Shemesh. Or this one is saying, this is how you open it up. Maisit Mishabur makes it simple for you. Let's go to Malach Mishabur. He quotes over the words of the Magaram. The idea over here is made to open and close. And he says, V'chein Kosovataz. He starts off Kosov Magaram. He said, over the Magaram's words. Ends of Chen Kosov Ataz, no machlokes. So fine, we have an idea over here that something's made to open and close, maybe in the case of Pirk, Maisa Tzmoter. What does that mean, practically? So, seem to me a machlokes, Kedel HaPoiskim, what, how to understand the story of the Taz, Magarvam Mishnah Berurah? What exactly are they saying? They say it over three different ways, which obviously will lead to interesting questions practically. There's a Malach of the Chaznish. This is Malach of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and we'll call the Malach of Shlomo Zalman. The way out the Chaznish, how he starts off saying, let's analyze it. Midah Shel Parakim is Deraisa. Kisa Kalim is Mutter. Both of them are aiming to open up. Right? The whole point of this bed that travels from place to place is made to separate, take to the next place. A bottle with a cap is made to open, the next is Tumshus. What is the difference between a bed and between the case of this bottle cap over here? So he says, the idea of a soda bottle, where is the shtamshus? How are you using it? When you pour and get the drink out, that's the shtamshus. When you finish with it, you want to store it, then you cover it. So it's the shtamshus is when you're pouring out of it. When you finish, you're putting it away, then you cover it. So since the ikir shtamshus is when it's open, when you're covering it, and now you created something, his words are, Avada is not a chilik of the bottle. To be act of boino, his words are kichad, that's make it one. We discussed it in last chaburah, the whole idea of boino, two chaburahs ago, last chaburah, the whole idea of boino is to make something one. Make it one, everyone sees this one thing over here. Oh, Shem Rabbim, my kabbah is chilik, the chilik one to another, kichad. Since when it's a shtamshus being used right now, it's open, only when you're putting away, you're closing it, Avada is not making it into, you're not creating a bottle. Its use is when it's open. That's its use. Now you're putting away. Elamai is two things being together to make one shimush over here. But the Yisrael is, you have to look at the shimush. The shimush shabai is when it's off. And therefore, you put away, that's not a shimush anymore. Therefore, it's not kichad. Mash aching a bed. When is it shimush? When it's made already. Kunushal Saidin, where this painting thing over here. When it's the kuo, so the chanushi chayv deraiso. Why? Because when you attach these different bars to paint the top, has a shimush. When you only attach the small bars to paint the bottom, that's a shimush. When it's attached, that's a shimush. But the soba, when it's disattached, it's a shimush. Mashenking, by the painting, by the bed, when it's attached, that's a shimush. That's a boino. That's making the painting stick. That's making the bed over here. Therefore, it says, by chashmal, was disconnected. The wires are doing nothing. When you attach the two wires, oh, that's a shimush. That's chashmal. That's boino over here. When you finish using the electricity, you disconnect it. That's finishing it. That's not using it anymore. That's when you don't need it anymore, you disconnect it. So he said, just like a conical sighted, and a band, the shimush is connected. Chashmal, the shimush is connected. Therefore, chashmal is isn't boino. Obvious question is, you can ask different cases upon the Chasnish. Shlomo Zalman, when he wrote tshuvas to the Chasnish, he wrote two tshuvas about chashmal to the Chasnish. He got two tshuvas back from the Chasnish. So Menachem Shlomi asks some more questions he's not asking. And the Shlomo discusses, if so, every baby bottle, when did shimush? When it's closed. So you can't close a baby bottle on Shabbos. When's a soul shaker? What's a shimush? It's closed. So you can't close a soul shaker on Shabbos. And to open the even the Issa Boino by the baby bottle by the soul shaker. Go in the Chasnish, where's the Shemush? When it's closed, when it's connected. Kichad, it's one thing over here. Therefore, we have Karp writes, according to Chasnish, you should be Machmer and not open up a baby bottle on Shabbos. Not open up a soul shaker on Shabbos. And according to Chasnish, you have a Baya. You have to realize how far this side over here is. Most of those who want to say the Minig Oil is not the way, we open up baby bottles on Shabbos. They come on the Urcha Shabbos in Parches, or the Shvat Yitzchok in Chelik Vav, or Miguel Seim, Simit Vav. They want a machal to the case of a baby bottle and soul shaker versus the case of a bed. They point out, by the case of a bed was connected, if you cannot disconnect it, well, my says always can be a bed. I want over there, I can't take it over there. Right now, it always has a shimush. This Kondushal Seidin, it's connected. I want disconnected to paint the bottom. If I can't, it always has a shimush on top. By the baby bottle, when it's finished, and there's nothing inside, and I can't open it, what's the shimush? It has no shimush at all. The whole entire shimush is now created to open it. And if you bought a baby bottle that you cannot open, that'll be a broken kli. It's broken. A bed that you cannot disconnect is a terrific bed, just not to travel with. It's a wonderful bed. A baby bottle that you can't open is a broken baby. No one would buy it that way. So therefore, yesh lechal between the case of a bed has a wonderful shimush, just not my what that I want out of it. My shaking a baby bottle, the tainah, the whole shimush is when it's finished to reopen it. Otherwise, it has no use right now. It must be made to open also. Well, that's a chiddush in the Chasnish. How to answer? A comes from a zalman says a kasha. He did not understand that way, and of course wants a machmer. I mean, this shall help to understand the avodah in the Chasnish. Again, his side is the pshat in the taz and the magavram mishbu is something you look upon shimush. If the shimush is connected, that's boino. The shimush is have it disconnected, that's not nechal geda boino. A second malach, where the grass is over, he takes the lotion of the magavram. If you just realize, again, the lotion of the magavram and the lotion of the taz, the way how the chanish, he mamash took on the lotion of the taz, the magavram, the grass took on mamash the lotion of the magavram. And Mishmur says there's no machlaikis. That means if you look at our friend, that seem to be taking on different lashonis and seem to make into machlaikis. The way the grass says over the Magavram, Magavram sent to the Sugya of Simon Shigadal Sifjur, the case of Daf Shaltanu, that is made to open every single day. Therefore, the words of the grass is, Mamash, the words are, She'ain os lekiyim klal, your baal cap is not made to be for kiyim at all, because what happens, you open and close it, even on Shabbos, you open and close it constantly. Like a Daf Shotaner, you put the children in Erev Shabbos, next day you open it right away for the morning, otherwise you don't have your children, that's the whole tachlis over here. You also, here it's made to open and close constantly, even that Shabbos, every day you're made to open and close. This simple reading of the grass. It's something that you made to open and close every single day is mutter. It's made to open and close not every day, once a week, once a month, once every year. Then the mice will be all served. Since the Shulman Zalman, if so, according to the grass, you tell me wine that people, let's say, only use on Shabbos. From Shabbos to Shabbos, that'll be also. Maybe you can use it during the week. So I said, let's say during the 9 days of the Shulman Zalman. You can't have wine during the week. Tell me, you can't close the soda bottle. Chiyala ladas. The words of the Taz is, Ein osnikim klal. Daf shaltaner, every single day. He said, it may open gam b'shamas atzmoy. Every day. I said, that's so in every single case. And therefore, Tiladov, he says, over the grass, usually follows it. He said, Tzorachin. The way the Orchid Shabbos says over, Tzorachin Godel. The way the Shwasit's called Tzorachin. What's Pshat in the grass? He said, maybe say Pshat in the grass. I think he's saying, Mamash, like the idea of the Orchid Shulchan, is that when the Orchid Shulchan says the same words, they give an example. His words are cases of silverware that people, when they use it, they seem to have silverware also of Prokim. Then they come to go use it, they'll connect it, they'll eat. And then when they finish, they'll disconnect it. So every time you use it, what happens? Every time you create and disconnect every day. Every time you have a soda bottle, every day you open and close. Every time you have the wine bottle, you open and then you close it. The shibush of every day is a double act. Not that you say when you close it, I have to wait a week. The study is every time you use these caps, every time you do both right away. That's the time, within 24 hours, you both do both right away. The study is what's right away? Both acts. I can use it next time with whiskey 6 months later. But whenever I open it, I'm going to close it. That's the study, I think, of the grass. It does come out, and from Zalman asks, a baby bottle. Discusses, does that have a local wheel? The salt shaker, I'm saying the salt shaker, yes. Do you say the same thing over here? Maybe. Ulai. But, Maisa, that's the second malach. Again, we have the words of the Yisayid of the Chaznish, Shimush. The Yisayid of the Graz, something that's not made in the Kim Klal, made to open and close constantly. The words of the Shlomo Zalman is a different malach. He says, people look it upon, this is called not creating and destroying, it's called Derech Shimush. People see the baby bottle, this is how we use it. The salt shaker, this is how we use it. The bottle cap, this is how we use it. It might take a long time till you go use it. It doesn't make a difference. He says, for example, let's say people have a person is in this house, summer house. He's leaving it on Shabbos. He won't come back 10 months later. But everyone sees the door open and close. The door is made to open and close. Whether I close it now for 10 months or 5 years, 10 years, won't make a difference. People on the roofs, on the Dud Shemesh, they have a faucet to open and close. Hopefully you never have to go there to fix things, but you do it every once in a while, once a year, once every 2 years, once every 3 years. That faucet made to open and close. Might do it once every couple of years. But who cares? Everyone sees that's a shimush, not creating, not destroying over here. Ayi says, you have to understand, what is the difference between that case and the case of a bed? Why mice is a vitro parochim? Also, that's a shemesh, go from place to place. So, you're saying the gate to a bed is that every time you make the bed, you're creating the bed, you bang it in, you put nails, you do an act of cool over here, and everyone sees the bed is made. When you take it to the next place, everyone sees you're breaking the bed apart. You undo the nails, you undo the pegs, you see the act of breaking over here. That means the association of how a person looks upon it is not we see a person is using derech hashtamshus to open and close. Person sees a creation and a destruction every time. I created the bed over here. After a couple months, I just destroy it and take all the pieces somewhere else. Like a lot of times, people move from place to place, from house to house. I have my bunk beds. We put it over here, and then when you go to the next apartment, actually now I live in one apartment, but you move like 4 or 5 times. Worst thing in the world. And the mice, every time you move, the mice, we disconnect everything. What do? We just, it was like a bottle cap? No, we took apart the beds and we destroyed the beds. And then we go to the next place, or the cabinets, you put it back over there. So that's called breaking and, again, reconnecting and making something new over here. Mashaking, something is derech shimush. No one sees the act of breaking. Everyone sees the act of shimush over here. So again, we have 3 mahalachim over here. The mahalach of the chaznish is something called the shimush. If that's the shimush to be connected, that's act of boino. The words of the Graz in us the key and cloud open that day. And according to Shlomo Zalman, we look in the Derech Shimush, therefore it's not Nichol together of Boin over here. Now, discuss different cases, try to make it practical. First, once discussing first kosher prakim, people now buy these chapami cups that are fruit cups that have a stem to it and they have a cup to it. Can you attach one to another? Is that mutter? Maisa, the shimush is to connect it and to throw it into the garbage. Not made to come off and on. What? Oh, so the question is the chibur. That means Rabbanu told me that years ago he brought him Shlomo Zalman these chapami cups, and he brought him and he showed him and he picked up and the stem came right off very easily, very simply. He said, "Nichol, get it rough and no problem." Negate the chibur shivoyim. Maisa, I don't know what he showed exactly, but us they're very strong. They made them much better. They're very tight. You click them in, they're not coming off, and they're very strong. There might be what? Yes, yes. Fine. It could be even the same bag. Yes, yes. You can tell me, right? So fine. So you shall have what? A selfie and the sunny deal. Shall have the right job. I'm not sure. I look at it. Void is nocha baya over here. Nocha problem. Nocha problem. Right. Nocha problem is that when you attach something for the first time, the locha and simin shinyan zayin sevbeis, put shoelace inside your shoe for the first time, is misakim mono. It falls out, put it back, is mutter. Put your pillows that has the feathers inside the first time, the Gemara says, is sakamono. After you put it back over and over, is mutter. Divrei says, Orcha Shabbos, end of Simcha Bonim. Attach your cup for the first time on Shabbos, says, if you attach it before Shabbos, tiki masakamono. Attach it on Shabbos the first time, he said, you have bayam sasuki masakamono, like the case of your shoelace back inside your shoe. So you have really two questions here. It's not the chibur shaboy. I don't know what type of cups are out there. But it's not made to go off and on. You have nocha bayam, it's halasugi masakim mono of the first time. No, because there, the point of the sack there is to leave. No, but the shoelace, you plan to leave it there. So meant to go in and out won't be a problem. Your cup, you plan to leave it attached on the garbage. Right? Now, most of us are not washing it. Anyone buying these things, maybe they double the price, they might wash it. But otherwise, until then, my snow is washing it. No, the shemish is connected. That's also that's chibur. Same idea. The shemish.
The second idea, the second
problem,
the first is
that if it's hodak, of that, right. According to him, if it's hodak, there'll be more to it. But now it's misakim on the soul. It's not a problem with misakim on it. Now, a question came out past 15, 20 years is negair to our ketchups. How do you apply negair to these twist caps? Ketchup, you buy. Whether it's Heinz or Osim, whatever you want. Come on, what do you do the first time? You have to unscrew it. You take off the aluminum, and then you re-screw it. Then you use it, some houses for a month, my house for 4 days, 3 days if we're lucky, and then we get another one. So the question is, to take off the aluminum, we'll get to why that's mutter. But can you unscrew it, and then re-screw it, and you leave it forever? And then you throw it in the garbage. Now, let's go through this for us. According to the Chazanish, the Shemush is when there's a Chibur. Should be Osir. According to the Graz, it's not aiming to open every single day. The simple reading. Should be Osir. According to the Zaman, the Stamsh is not Derech Shemush. Right? You attach it, the Shemush, that's it. You attach it, you leave it, that's it. Should be Osir. The Maestro, and now the Shwasitzchok and Chelik Yadalit, he brings down the Isl Biashin's question, and the Chodashoni, and the fact that it's true about the Maestro, they answer it. The fact is, Moshe more than just these three stories. He says, when he opened it for the first time, it did not do its job yet. The job of Beth is not like a cap, it's just to store it. We're not putting it on to store it, but putting it back on to make it now, to create a function, to make it like, he calls it the Deifin HaShishi, or make it mamash, the Gag, because now it blocks everything else out, and now we have the funnel coming through, and we want that not just to have a function, even when it's open, to get the ketchup out. It's creating a new thing over here, like it makes a from a steel to cap, now it comes to a chilik of the bottle itself. He wants the chibur, because he wants the ketchup to go through mamash that hole.
Leave it off.
If he wants, my spot.
Leave the cap off.
Oh, so we'll get to that. First, the Yisrael Shabbai, the Chor is also in the Mazil Orbach, this is this question, and our Felder, and our Gelber, and the Simcha Bonim, the new Sefer, the new 200 pages he added onto it, one of the cases he added onto it, was the case of the ketchup, and Maisa says it's also. Maisa, I see the new of Shmuel Kamnetsky that came out last year. Maisa, he's mocked to it. And one tiny circle, so if it's not a chilik of the kli, which again I have a hard time to understand, as the Falk says, forget, I want to be part of the kli, I want to block everything else out, I come through the whole, who the Svarish, why I mamish created something over here. You could maybe get involved inside the sugya of maybe mustiki or chaisless. I don't think it applies over here either. It's circle safe. I'm making it. When I took it off, I'm reusing it again, putting it back. If you have the sugya of a chaisel, once you took it off, you should throw it in the garbage. I'm putting it back. It's not a chaisel. That's a sugya of mustiki. Can I call it a moshu? It doesn't apply to the sugya of mustiki. It's a good thing over here. I'm reusing it over here.
So
right. So I'm saying I agree with you. Now, really, on the Tzata Asi, you really can discuss three points over here. Number one, what happens if the person, he is ruggled to open afterwards? Most of us, we don't. All of us, I'm saying most of us don't. But let's say you, after it comes to the end, you open it and take a knife and scoop it out. Or some people say they put some hot water inside to shake it, get all of it, and pour it out. Someone told me that yesterday. Fine. That's number one. Number two, a question is, let's say you don't open it. But I'm going to open it inside the sugya of Shabbos. Afterwards, I'm going to open it afterwards. And number three, is the issur is to open the close, or is it just to close it? Maybe let it open it. Like, three questions over here. On the tzad. So, Maisa, those who are willing to open it, Maisa, I see where Felder says, Maisa, since the Seida Shemush is not that way, and you're special, he still wants Aser. He answered Felder this question. I see there, Rome, he's been subject about this question, he's being son Mikan Lakan, he means on Mekilim, which you should know if they're being Mekil or not. Meister of Elder says still to be machmer. The idea to be machlet to open afterwards. Also, the Shus Yaakov gets involved with Shus Yitzchok, says maybe it can be mekel, unless he says something strange, no one will go to open over here. But I think the main challenge is, can you open it without closing it? It really depends, why are you coming to machmer over here? That means the fact says I'm being machmer, why can I reattach it? I'm making the doifin ashishis. I'm making now a gag that creates something over here. He says you're allowed to open it. I take over the luminum, but don't put it back. And therefore, those who follow him, his Talmidim, their Rav Moshe Sefer, his other Talmud, the Hilchsa, the Malchsa, Rav Moshe Sefer, they come along to Michael. Sada Sheni, the ones who asked him, Liashim, he's not Michal, he writes both are Osir. But the Sheni says both are Osir. I think the Seid Shabbai, because they're coming not mitzad, the Seid of Dreif and Shishas. I mean, coming mitzad, they said, is that ointment to open and close. Mitzad, the Tazim of him over here. The Seid over here, it's Shtamshis to open and close. That's not a Shtamshis. Shabbos is the first time to open and to reattach it. Therefore, the Rebbe had to kisa kelim. We would make a chilek. Yeah, that's true. But again, we're always chashu both. It seems, I mean, we're bringing down both. Dates obviously is the swarming down is that you can pop it and take a needle, go through the aluminum and use it. That's not a problem to use the ketchup. Just to open and close, that's a baya, either mitzad hodok or tkua, whether it's mongar rum or the taz over here. Shal jabon or the raisa. A second challenge they discuss, also build upon these sages over here. When a person has a soda bottle, you let open and close. The last time, what happens on the table, what do you do with it? Some people, their natural tendency is to take a cap and to close it and throw it in the garbage. Put aside the sugya muksa if you like, go do that because it's a tilta shlo, the tzara klal, maybe not allowed to. On the side of the maisa, let's say it's on the table, you go mahalach that anything that's on the table is like silverware, let it move it, the tzara klal. And you cover it. Is it now made to be opened afterwards? No. You're covering it and throwing it in the garbage. So are you allowed to cover the bottle of the last time to throw it in the garbage? Or is the last time once not aim anymore? Now it's also. So I say, I see again, Shvat Yitzchok is a liash for this question, and the big down of Shuvah B'Shem will be Omer. It's also. One time the Maisa is also. Because now it's not Omer to open and close. It's not Shemush anymore. Maisa, a Falk, he has a Shuvah about it. He wants a Taino, you're doing nothing. You're touching, you're throwing in the garbage, you're doing nothing. No Tzerch, not Mesukin, no Tikkun at all. Again, I heard those one time, why are we covering it for? The droplets are sorry, you want them to come out, the droplets are getting your garbage messed up, and then always leaking in the hallway when you take out the garbage. So maybe there is a ticking over here. But I think. Misasik is also, okay. Fine, not. Fine. Question carbon, not a carbon. Okay, no carbon. No, it could be this. I think the svar of the chur to be mekel is that circle. At the end of the day, you can use it over and over. You can. I might choose not to because we have all the bottles over here. To say a person looking upon being now, I created something kichad, it's one, now about the cap, oh, I created an entity over here, that's very hard to hear. That's not bino. The bidding is when I make something, I made something, I put it on, I didn't do anything over here, I can use it, it has its stamshus, I choose not to. That's doing something, I make kichad. Sefkel soy, that's not what it is over here. And therefore, Yach Yosef has a shuba about it. And I see others also, Mishas Yosef, Mishas Aaron, Rivers of Prime, Maestro Omekel. Well, the Svarsh, but I think, is stark, is that no one sees that he creates something over here, and therefore, if he did not make anything, where's the bidding over here? Another case to discuss, based upon the slumbers over here, is that when you have these leaves to the table, can you add a leaf to the table? That means, basically, everyone knows, I think you open up, right? You put a leaf, you have a little peg, put it inside the hole over here. Come with the Svarm, they point out two reasons why it's mutter. One is they say it's how the sugya tzura for the chibur shaboy, the peg is narrow and the hole is wider, and therefore just you close it to pretend it's tzura for you. Or means how the sugya of kisa kelim, it's the hole is tamshus, is I have a shimush this way, shimush that way. I mean, according to Chavnei Shish Lodin, according to the Shlomo Zalman, it's made every single week we open and close the table, kamat, and therefore why could we allow people during the week on Shabbos you open it, and during the week we close it to make more room in the dining room? That's called shimush. That's derech tamshus. Obviously, there'll be a nachgamin between the reasons over here, the chia seeds. The nachgamin is, let's say, if the chibur shaboy by your peg to your hole, the mice is chazak, strong, that might be an issue over here. If you're the heter mitzad the sugi of rafoi. If the heter is mitzad the sugi over here, kisa kalim, also you can start getting involved. Let's say you leave the bikfias, which is according to the derech. Also, if it's also the sugi of rafoi, maybe it's case of memsa, maybe you have a question. Pashas again, l'chor usually, since it's a stamshus, it's through off, and l'chor should not be a problem.
What about the one that has a lot at the bottom also?
I don't think it makes a difference.
Why is it wrong if
it is a problem? It's still wrong. Another case in this case is by shtenders. A lot of shtenders have these little pegs you pull out, raise higher, make it lower. Is that mutter or is it also? So, some is amen, the esim is a mutter, the shitasai, the achshimush, no problem. The esim of Vosner says, when the chadish is hodok, no problem. The ishtim is going to save the mice is the mutter. So he wants to tell you that the genders don't really come out fully, they just go up and down, so you didn't even create anything. You let it open and close the folding chair, no problem over here. Same idea. And therefore, they tie up for these reasons. Numerous points for mice are Michael. The ones I mentioned, plus Dan Fisher and Rivers Fire, Mishmei Shabbos, and others. Atzad Hasheni, again, most I think of being Michael over here, they come along with mice, let's be choshish be machmer. According to the Graz, that made the open and close every day. According to the Chasnish, the Shemesh is the way he created right now. He created this matzah right now. The Shemesh, when you have the Kodesh Sidon on top, it's Osir. Kodesh Sidon on bottom, it's Osir. The Shemesh on top should be Osir. Shemesh on bottom should be Osir. Voi, to say it's made to open and close constantly, the way how of Halbushan and Dain Weiss and Shuvah, the one Taina, is made to make it taller, and that's it. You leave it that way. Might be months later, some might make it smaller. Now, first of all, I just think the Metzia Shaboy, I know what genders that Dain Weiss is discussing, but our genders are made to go up and down. It's done all the time. That's when you're down from us, it's higher, when you're sitting on the table, it's slower, and when the kid gets it, it's different size. Our genders are made, it's very easy to pop open and close. It's very simple. So it's very, I don't, some of them want to be mach, but Metzad, it's made that way for a long time. Our standards are never made for a long time. A guy might see Piskei Tshuva and say, depends. In yeshiva, it's made constantly. In the house, you want to say, in life, should be also. But it should not make it look weird, the case of here is. So there are those who might still want to be machmer. Again, I'll be this, I think the most of us will understand the Shigal Das, that this is it's a stamshus over here. And the most of the case of Hodok, even the minik seems to be makel in the case of standards, not to worry about it. Mash Egin, let's say you have crutches with different sizes to it. That's a good question. The question is, what happens? You go out to Yad Sarah, you have a certain height, you make it your size, and you keep it that way for the next couple of months till your kid comes along and changes it, and he plays with it, and then you're stuck with it on Shabbos. What do you go do? Are you allowed to change it back to your size? That's a great question. Well, for Yesh Lodin, the Nine Fish wants to say the mice, that's also. Piskei Tshuva is done, maybe it's a Bimekel, Yesh Lodin, Yesh Lain. That's a good question. Where it's a Shibush? That's Mamish Kunishal Saitin. This conscious item we made from top is ulcer, bottom is ulcer. Why is that any difference? Another example, people have strollers with wheels to it. The in thing now is for the wheels also to come off. Why? Because let's say you have to go fly in a couple of years from now, the wheels come off easily, or to put your stroller into the trunk, the wheels come off. Most of us, the wheels never come off until comes off by accident. So the Maisa had a lot attached to the wheels or not. Kamlun Pesachet Shuvah is dying Fisher, and the Maisa, you're putting it back on. That's not that she wished to go off and on, but to reattach it on Shabbos, that Maisa will be a problem. That'll be a problem. The same thing. Now, the gate to Bell, we mentioned before, and according to Orcha Shabbos, the Maisa, he wants to make all the thing into pretend. Maisa, if it comes off, if you don't call the Mahalach, then it's the Yashiv. There's Torah some books in Maisa, and also to reattach the belt. Why? That's a case of Hodak, that's cool. It should be also.
What if someone has a carriage who it's the tendency for the fall? So it's normal to be way back on, no, back on.
I don't, the question is how to find the tendency. I'm not sure how to define it. I heard what he said. I still won't give you the definition. I'm not sure. Now, a lot of times the kid comes over to you with their doll, and the arm came off because they were fighting with two kids, or the leg come off, and they tell you, no, put it back together. So they point out, put it back together, before you have two problems. One is the Issa of Loisach and Iti, to make human beings and reattach them together, you have an Issa and Issa. That's during the week. And on Shabbos, they say, you have a Baya of, it's supposed to be attached together. It should be a case that's Ruach of any Ruachoy. The Ruach of Mokarva, Maisis Osir. Agam might come out when the kids pull again next time. So if it's Ruach, it sucks like maybe it's water. But Mice, the Derek is not to be offering these dolls to reattach them on Shabbos. For you, look for it's also. Now, there's another sugi over here, a sugi of Menorah Shel Prokim, that Kamlung that the Mogavom and the Mishmur send you to, the Lochan and the Reishain tests. That means you have to realize we have a Mita Shel Prokim, Chayiv Chatas, less than Ruachoy, that's water. We have a case of Kreishel Prokim, Machlok Smuram, Risator. We have a case of Menorah Shel Prokim. Menorah Shel Prokim is basically the same idea, a menorah, that you can disassemble and reassemble. The Gemara come look at Machlok Smuram, Shlokush, verse of Yechonim, what the Locha is, if it's also a motor. About it's also to reassemble. The question is, Metaltalit. Machlok Smuram, Metaltal. Shlokush says, the Meister, you can, if Yech says, you cannot be Metaltal. Alocha, the Rif says you can't be metaltal. However, we paskin the Mechab and Rishain test, paskin like the Tur and Rambam, they cannot be metaltal, a case of a Menorah Shel Prokim. So the question over here is, you cannot metaltal Menorah Shel Prokim. Frek the Mokavrom, Frek the Mishnebura, can metaltal Kosh Shel Prokim? Can metaltal Mitu Shel Prokim? I love metaltal. We're discussing over here a connecting and disconnecting. You can't disconnect it, reconnect it. Maybe it cannot be metaltalit. So they say 2 points. One is to answer this question, the Taz, when he is the Reish Ayin test, he says, Echlami, anything it's osir to reattach, you cannot be metaltal. But the Torah holds you can reattach the Kosher Prokim. Therefore, he holds a lot of metaltal. According to the Ram, holds you cannot reattach it. The Mechab is going according to the Torah, otherwise, you cannot be metaltal. Echlam it's also Menorah Shel Prokim, Kosher Prokim is the same halacha. Maaseh Mishmur does not go this way. Mishmur being done to the Mogai Rom, and wants to say the whole entire halacha is dafka the case was derech to come apart. Menorah Shel Prokim, the case was derech to come apart. Kosher Shel Prokim does not fall apart easily. Kosher Prokim, when you make it, put it all together pieces, it stays that way. It falls, nothing won't come apart unless you take it apart. So, since it's not derech to fall apart, we're not going to make a kshash. Things that are derech to fall apart will make a kshash. That's how the Mishmur goes like for the Mogai Rom. That's Aleph. Why you come also the Mishmur and Simon Reisha and Tess, the second inside, the whole Issa being metaltal is something dafka that's hard to get kua. The whole derech to be a case that's Rafai. Rafai is motor. So no Issa to metaltal, no Shal Parakim, that's a case of Rafai. Now today, we have candelabras, menorahs. Most of ours can unscrew part of it. So on Shabbos, usually if you light nearest the top of it, it's a bosses. But sometimes you do not light nearest the top. You could either have extra ones or it depends where you are. Are you allowed to move a menorah? Is that menorah Shel Prokim? Come on, Moshe points out our menorah Shel Prokim with Manazer do not easily come apart. And therefore, it's not nichel isav total. It's not a case of bosses. Maisa, you can move it. Will it be easy to come apart? Will be a problem. But it's not that way. Now we see over here clearly this halach is lav dafka menorah. It's even the case of a kosh. That's the kasha of Mishibur Magar Avram. The chura who would in other kelim be the same halacha. So let's say you have a broom in the house. There are a lot of times when you use it. It comes apart. Is that nichel the iser of menorah Shel Prokim? They cannot even use it when it's attached. al tiltul, because it might come disattached. I mean, before we're discussing whether the stick comes out, you reattach it to the brush, that we point out luchur, it's also. Now that luchur yeshul in the harbe, if you even let it use it, if the derech for it to come out, so why not nichle get him nerushal prokim? Take it further. Let's say you hold Lego as usher, which will lead to the next question. On its Lego as usher, can you move a Lego? Is it a nerushal prokim? Because if it falls down and breaks apart, you can tell you to put it back together. Or you might feel bad, stop putting back parts of it together. So if it's the mega ones, the duplo ones, roughly is motor. But otherwise, on the side of the Lego is also, can you move the Lego? You couldn't tell me, Maisa, the whole idea of total, maybe it's motor go like the riff. You can start telling me maybe Lego itself, Maisa is motor. Or maybe the Paschal, the Taz, the Maisa wants to make according to the Torah, there's swords over here. But otherwise, you take that look at technically, feed them a Shibru over here. If you hold Lego as also, the you cannot even move Lego. Which now end off the last case, getting late, the look of Lego. Can a person use Lego? We have all these sayings now to understand the question, what is Lego on Shabbos? Can you play with it on Shabbos or not? So the first thing, coming to the Tzion says, if you're meant to play with it, Shabbos is made for learning Torah. Not to play. Aleph. So no, we do not play with Lego. Not mitzad halacha, mitzad halacha. Not mitzad halacha, mitzad halacha. Right? That's not what we're going to do here. We're still learning Torah on Shabbos. But let's see, a kid comes over to you and says, tati, tati, tati. Now that's the question. Can you help him out? Right? Otherwise, you don't play Lego. Can you help out your kid with the Lego? That's the shiloh over here. So, among this forum, numerous tshuvas. If you want the sheets, you'll have, I think, verse 15, verse 10, what exactly the lock is. There are mice on both sides. So, just avada, the correct thing is not to play. And the lock will come out. Is that how Moshe says, we won't stop kids from playing from it. Moshe has a tshuva about it. L'chor already pointed out, based upon the local situation test by the Dafshal Taner, even if a man to be machmer, negate the boino, Maisa says, concern upon kids, let them play with it. Fine, that's mitzvah the local, machlekes, shomazama two svaris, the girl is not sure, yish lotin. But let's speak out what the tzati mekel is, what the tzati machmer is. Tzati mekel, l'chor the bunch of svaris. One is that it's shimush, is that kisa kelim, kundim shomazama, and it's mamish kisa kelim. It's made to take a part, put together. Put together. That's a shimush. Aleph. Second is, the way it says, it's mamash, he sends you dafshal taner. It's anal islakim klal. The whole point is to play with it and take it apart. So it's not kizak kalim, it's also dafshal taner. Number three, the best it is hodok. If it's hodok, the chadnish says, there's no issa on kalim, the case of hodok over here. Number four is, until now we're discussing that what? To attach a bowl cap and disconnect it, the shimush is either to store it or the shimush is to have it opened. Lego is a different site over here. The shimush is to connect it. The whole point is to play to connect and play to disconnect. That's the function. It's not like everything else is we can make a bed, we put things together. The shimush is not to put the bed together. The shimush is to have the bed or the shimush is disconnected and travel someplace. Lego, the shimush is the whole point to play, to put things together. Dosh is shimush. That is kisa kelim. That's making something when you put it together. The whole shimush is to connect and disconnect. A stack is throw here to say why Lego is better than anything over here. Void, Magavama has brings down a tzad. The things that are not checked, the parsha of tekiyah, why make a gzeira over here? You cannot take Lego and jam it together. It doesn't happen that way. It's not made for that. Loisad of Scheinberg, something is made as a schike, as a game, also not looking to get that point over here. Those are the six furs over here, why the place can't be Michael. What's the first team Machmer, the six furs over here? First one, Kamal Shemir Shabbos, Maisi, he's Machmer. He says, you know what? It's Tekua. Hodok is Tekua. You bring down the new prince, clicks on Tekua over here. Tekua, Maisi, that's also. So, Liashiv, you tell me it's Hodok. Fine, we paskin. Hodok is also. It's Ramo. It's a base yosef. It's a pre-show. It's a bach. Hodok Maisa is also. Kamlung Rafak says, no, it's also. Kaisiv. Why? Because what is Kaisiv? Kaisiv is relaying information. So, in essence, when you make a small boat, it represents a big boat. You make a small airplane, it represents a real airplane. So, you make a ball to play with, that's not Kaisiv. Lego into a ball, that's Poseidon. That's Kaisiv. But Lego into a small airplane, that's relaying information of a big airplane. So it's still oil over here. So in fact, noch iser oil. You must have play. You play house, you build a house, a small house, you have oil over here. Shlomo Zalman says, I've had to be sad derech shimush, because yish l'chal karbe, what do you machmer over here? Maestro Shlomo Zalman goes back and forth, he's not clear what he holds. But he says, it's to machmer over here, it's because be'esim, any time when I'm doing something that's a shimush, it's the same thing over and over. It's a bed with a cap, off the cap, back the cap. Here, when I make Lego, I make a house, I destroy the house, and I make a ball, and destroy the ball, make an airplane, and destroy the airplane, and make, you know, different things every single time. That's called creating and destroying. Creating and destroying. It's not called shimush. It's making one entity, destroying an entity, making a new entity. How can you say it's different together with shimush? Maybe it's a brand new thing every single time over here. Void, locha inyan, we get the locha and simish and ches by muksa, and simpim hey. Machabah says, anything that made for being games on Shabbos, different together with muksa. No one wants to disagree with it. But she would be down that maybe those should be machmer, also Eli Rabo. So we have their reason why mice to be machmer. What clicks among the swarm? Negated clicks also look around. Lechura, there are those who are being machmer, Biyashiv, Shmir Shabbos, of Halbasham, the Shitosar, the machmer by Lego. Anyone will make by Lego. We make a Lechura over here also. So again, the swarm should by Nash be clear that there are different swarms out there to deal with, handle the gate to Lego. Then Hoga, I think, is very simple. Bnei Toro, or men, or adults, or people want to be adults, should not play Lego. People want to be children. Fine, children, the Maisel, the Muslim, can make a summon upon them, like a Daf Shaltan over here. Otherwise, Torah, the Maisel, is made for Klal Yisrael and adults over here, and for Shabbos, Ataka, Slocha.
That's what makes sense. Control the Sibin.
They know Ataka doesn't help them on Shabbos. Shabbos, I tell them Shabbos.